This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we have Texas Tech icon Josh Young with us right now. Josh, first question, you probably get this a lot. Why is Josh not spelled with a Y?
I haven't gotten that one a lot. Growing up, though, people would call me Yoshi to try to balance it out. But that's, I don't know. But, I mean, pretty much everyone just calls me Jung. So I think it goes both ways there.
When we say Young, are we saying it correctly?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, were you waiting for him to drop the bombshell? He's like, it is Jung, idiots.
When you guys were in Frisco last year for the Frisco Classic with Texas Tech, I was there and doing the game and looking at the name, I was like, are you sure I'm supposed to say Young? And they're like, yes, we promise Young is the correct name. Now, watching you at Texas Tech, you had a great career. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to go to Omaha and play in the World Series?
I mean, that's a big question because, I mean, growing up as a kid, that was my goal, was to go to college and to go to Omaha. I went as a fan 3 times.
Wow.
That was like a big family trip we took when we were little kids, me and my brother. But to go there, the atmosphere is unbelievable. Like, I've never played in front of a crowd like that before. Just, you know, it's amateur baseball, so much, you know, back and forth action, the adrenaline the players get. There is nothing like it. I have not experienced anything like it to this point. And, you know, just playing with those teams, as I learned last year, like, you're never going to play on the exact same team ever again. So the time that you get with those guys and cherish those moments and, you know, getting to the biggest stage of college baseball, it just, like, makes your season that much better. And, you know, playing in Omaha with all those guys and all the emotions that go into every single pitch, you know, it just really defines a team and, like, just shows, like, the chemistry you build throughout the season.
We've heard so much about your work ethic. Can you talk about that? I know that you've been on the field a lot today, and we've just heard that from people from Texas Tech and now at the Texas Rangers, just a great work ethic and isn't afraid to put in the extra time. Where does that come from?
I think it comes from I don't ever want to be outworked by anybody, teammates, opponents. I don't want to be outworked. I want to know that when I go out on the field, that I'm the hardest worker and that I've put in the time and I gave myself the best chance for success possible. So I think that's where it stems from. And mainly, you know, just that's just how I am, I guess. That's how it's been instilled in me by my parents was you go out there and if you put in the work, success is going to come. So I guess that's just my attitude.
So was it a smart move on the Rangers' part to then also draft co-Big 12 MVP to kind of, hey, this guy likes competition?
Oh, I mean, that's what I saw it as. You know, it's competition. Go get it. You know, one of you is going to get it, so why not be me?
Are you disappointed we didn't draft any more superlative players from Big 12? I just thought we would take pitcher of the year, pick up the coach of the year, just bring everybody
in. You
know,
it was funny because then we got Steel Walker in a trade. So now it's really turning into a Big 12 clubhouse.
Let's go. Now, before he got drafted, Bassick was going to go to Texas Tech. Do you want to take this opportunity to tell him that you're disappointed in him for skipping over the Red Raiders for Major League Baseball?
I mean, you see it happen every year. So many really good players don't go to college.
Are you disappointed in them too?
I mean, sometimes I'm like, dang, I wish you'd have come to school. So, yes, we want Red Raiders in the house. But there was like 5 or 6 guys in my draft or in my signed class that didn't come. And I was like, dang, one of them is the number 2 prospect for the Dodgers now, Dustin May.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He was supposed to come in our draft class. Yeah. I just remember we'd go to showcases and you'd see Dustin May walking around. He had this big old, like, Twizzler-looking thing, just heavy. Just, I don't even know what it's called. He would just sit there just shaking out his arm. You're like, what is he doing? String bean on the mound, just throwing 94, 95. Next thing you know, he's drafted now. In the playoffs with the Dodgers, like, wow.
Was that a tough decision for you? Were you drafted out of high school, and was that a decision at all?
It would have had to been life-changing money. That's what we said going into it. It had to be life-changing for me not to go to school. For one, my parents are educators, so education's number one on the list. And number two, my dream was to play in Omaha since I was a kid. So, like, those two factors were huge in that decision. So I think that pretty much made it right away.
Is that a motivating factor for you at all? You said five or six guys from your class, they went and got drafted. Do you look at that and you're like, all right, we'll get there. I'm going to go my own path. But does that motivate you to see how they're doing versus where you're trying to get?
Oh, definitely. You see him and you're like, dang, like, he's where I want to be. But I don't want to just get that. I want to be better than what he's doing. So it's just competition. That's how I see it. Everything's a competition in my head. Me and my brother, he's at Texas Tech now. Everything's a competition. So, like, I hit six homers my freshman year. He's got four already. So he's going to blow me out of the water there. But he lets me hear it. I hear it.
You got the draft pick trump card on for now.
For now. He's got 2 years. So we'll see. But no, everything's a competition. But it's fun. That's what makes it fun and keeps everything interesting, is to be able to have that competitiveness and get after it.
I know last year you moved to shortstop for Texas Tech. You played third base. Here in spring training, I know it's early in minor league camp, are you just going to practice at third base, or are they going to move you around in different positions?
The big thing for our infield development is we want ball players. So you work out at every single position. When it comes game time, I'll probably be over at third. But when we're back on the backfields practicing, everybody works at every single position.
Now, since you mentioned that things are a competition, I'm very much that same way. Do you think this is maybe the best interview you've ever been involved in, or do we still have things to work on?
Oh, no, this is the best because there's emotion in it. Usually it's just like, just another one. But no, this one's fun.
Nice. What was it like? I'm just curious. What's it like to walk over here? I'm dead serious. What's it like to walk over to this side and be right there by the clubhouse? I know that's the goal. What's it like being over here?
You know, it's pretty cool. And I get tingly a little bit. You're like, dang, this is where I want to be eventually. So, like, after games, I like to go back and chart my at-bats and see where pitches are. So after my first game, I guess my second game with the Rockies, we were at the Rockies here, I got to go through the clubhouse. I was like, ooh. This is cool. And then yesterday before the game, I got to go eat in there. I was like, oh, this is really cool. This is good food, too. So, I mean, all of that, you know, it gives you butterflies, like, but also makes you want to work harder.
How quiet do you feel like you have to be when you get to come up to a major league game, being a young guy from the minor league side, and how – is there anybody on the Texas Rangers that you were with that are like, hey, what's up, Josh? How's it going? And wanted to befriend you.
Nick Solak's the main guy right now that I talk to a lot. But really, it's a respect factor for me. Like, I go up there. They're getting their work in early in the game. So it's like, okay, I'm going to get out of your way. Like, I'm standing up on the bench. Oh, you want to stand up here? Go for it. I'll get out of your way. For me, it's just a respect factor because I see, like, they're where I want to get. You know, I don't want to disrespect them and, like, say one day they're my teammates. That wouldn't look too good.
One of the reasons that I wanted to interview you is because a lot of Ranger fans on social media and that listen to our station, we're the home of the Texas Rangers, want to know a lot about Josh Young. And so they ask me, the main question they ask me, is Josh Young ready to play in the major leagues? And I say, I don't think so yet, but Josh Young will determine when he's ready to play in the big leagues. Sure. Can you give us an idea, and all those Ranger fans that want to see the Texas native, Texas Tech guy, make it to the major leagues, where you feel like you're at in your development?
So I would say, I mean, to myself, I'm ready. But when you look at from a third-person view, there's things I got to work on. So, like, the big emphasis this offseason was poolside air, hitting the ball in the air poolside, getting my swing to where I can hit the ball in the air no matter where the pitch is. So that's a big thing. Everyone talks about my power, so that was a big thing. Not necessarily going in there trying to hit balls out of the park, but getting a better bat path, getting on plane early, be able to hit the ball in the air and not, you know, take that inside pitch and hit it the other way like I've done for so many years now. And another thing is just defensively, just continue to hone your craft. You know, I played on turf at Texas Tech, and so that's a big thing coming out here with grass and reading hops. It's a little different. So, you know, it's from a third-person view, no, I'm not ready yet. But I think that's one of the things, like, I have to tell myself, you know what, I am ready. And I got to carry myself that way to be confident.
Is that ever, like, bizarrely humbling when you have people around you that are also like, slow it down.
Oh, definitely.
You are not ready.
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, you have, you know that, too.
Sure.
It's one of those things
that we were told, so I get it.
Yeah.
Is there a particular pitcher that you really want to face? You want to see them in the box? You want to see what it's like?
A big league pitcher.
Not that you necessarily are like, I'm going to take him yard, but, you know, I just want to see what that one's like.
I want to say that, too. That's fine.
Honestly, Garrett Cole or Verlander. You know, they were 1-2 in the AL Cy Young last year. Those would be really fun at bats. So I bought like a VR system, a baseball VR system over the offseason. So I have a ton of VR at bats off those guys.
How do you do?
It's mainly pitch recognition. That's okay. The whole point of it.
Okay.
So I can recognize the pitches now, but hitting it's a different story and a different animal. I know Miggy took him deep yesterday twice.
Yeah.
So I think it's my turn.
Okay. With all that being said, do you think the voters might have got the order wrong?
Mm.
Because I kind of think Cole got job last year.
Garrett Cole is definitely the best pitcher in the league.
There you go.
I don't think it's any even close. With the numbers he put up, that was just a remarkable season.
How many guys are using virtual reality? I know for maybe veteran guys that are 30-plus years old, that was something as they were coming up wasn't available. I know it's available to you guys now in college and high school and now professionally. I'm just interested to know how many guys are maybe using that as a tool.
You know, I haven't seen a ton of guys using it yet. This VR system that I personally have doesn't have a ton of people yet. Mainly in the Dodgers organization is where you see the advancements of the VR taking place. Like their big league team, I know, I think Bellinger bought his own system. Like all these guys are buying their own systems now. Wow. I bought my own system. It is going to be something that the Rangers are going to have, or they have had before.
I saw somebody using
in the
one.
Mac, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, they do have it. Personally have it. I don't know if anyone personally has one yet. But it is something. It's, you know, everyone has their own routine. And, you know, some people like to see the ball. Like, there's a thing Rangers do. Like, we see the pitches off a machine. You know, some people, like, get their timing that way. Some people want to go and see VR. Like, it's just, it's really cool.
And the good news is that's a business expense. You can write that off on your taxes. Oh, yeah. So, just saying, looking out for you, man.
That is. And all the gas I had to drive and work out in the offseason.
That's true. We have me, you, and Chu, Shinsu Chu, we had a really lengthy tax conversation last year, and all the media members collapsed on us because they thought we were doing a one-on-one. Then they heard what we were talking about and immediately left. So if we ever need to get a tax talk going, we can totally get this done.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much, good sir. Yep. Appreciate it.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.